Welcome to Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair. Talk radio to inspire, inform, and stimulate. Bringing you enlightened discussions with authors, creatives, innovative business and health professionals, and ordinary people living extraordinary lives. Sharing their expertise and life stories, making a difference one word at a time. Now, here's your host, Vicki St. Clair.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome. We have a special treat for you today, another summer special. Heather Goodenkoff is taking a break from her very busy schedule to share some of her summer reading recommendations with us. And I think she's got the perfect list for us to wind down summer with. She is the Edgar Award-nominated New York Times and USA Today bestselling author of The Weight of Silence, These Things Hidden and Not a Sound, and her most recent, of course, This Is How I Lied. So here's my guest, Heather Goodenkoff. Heather Goodenkoff, welcome to the show.
I am so happy to be here today, Vicki, and I have got a load of great summer reads for you.
Well, I'm really excited about that, and I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule. I was wondering how long it was since we last talked, and I did a search back on our website. We first talked in 2011 with your second novel. Look how much you've accomplished since then. And we last talked in 2017, so it's been a minute.
Yes, it's been a while, but I'm so thrilled that we're able to connect again and talk books.
Yeah. Before we dive into that, just tell us what's been happening with you the last 12 months. A lot's been going on, and how are things out in Iowa, you know, family well and all that stuff?
Yeah, everything's great here in Iowa. We're in a heat wave like much of the nation is right now, so it's really hot dog days of summer, but we're all doing really well. My most recent book came out last spring, This Is How I Lied, and right at the beginning of the pandemic, or right in the midst of it. And my next one will be coming out in the winter, this coming winter, January of 2022, The Overnight Guest. So, been busy writing, been busy hiking with my dog Lolo, and of course, busy reading.
Very good. All the things that help keep us sane. So, we still have plenty of summer left here, and these books, of course, even though we're recommending them for summer, can be read anytime. So, why don't we dive into these, because I know people are probably grabbing a pen and paper while we talk so they can list these down. And the first one you're going to talk about is Finley Donovan Is Killing It.
Yes. So this book came out this spring, so I'm a little late in getting to it, but that's okay. So Finley Donovan Is Killing It by Ellie Casamano. There's been a ton of buzz around this book, I know, when it came out, and I recently picked it up. And I didn't really know what the premise was, but as I started reading and figuring it out, this thriller, mystery, just really hit me, and I am loving it. And so this thriller mystery writer in me laughed maniacally when I figured out the premise, and I can tell you that without giving too much away. It is the story of Finley Donovan. She's a single mom of two, recently divorced, and she's a writer. She's a suspense writer, and her life is pretty much falling apart. She's got a book due. She's trying to take care of her two young children. Her ex-husband is absolutely no help. She's buried under bills, and she meets her agent, her book agent at a Panera, and they're talking about her new book, which is, of course, the suspense thriller. And unbeknownst to them, someone is eavesdropping and mistakes that the premise of her new book means that she is she's mistaken for a hit woman, and so she's propositioned by a stranger to take care of her erring husband.
Oh.
And she doesn't realize it at first, but she all of a sudden finds herself in the middle of this crazy, wacky, hit woman for hire kind of scenario where she's trying to extract herself from it, but keeps getting pulled deeper and deeper into it. And so it's really funny. It's kind of dark, but more laugh out loud funny and really well written. It kind of reminded me of a couple books, Jennifer Weiner's Goodnight Nobody, and Susan Isaac's After All These Years, really gives off those vibes of a regular mom woman who gets pulled into this very strange but highly entertaining mystery. So clever, dark, laugh out loud.
Sounds good. And I'm going to add that to my list because, goodness knows, we all need to laugh out loud right now.
Exactly.
And so, again, the title is Finley Donovan is Killing It. And give us the author name again in case people missed it.
Sure. By Ellie Cosimano.
Okay, great. And you mentioned she somewhat resembles Susan Isaac's writing. And I remember laughing out loud at many of her one-liners. They were so good.
For sure. For sure. So good. So good. So, yeah, my next few picks are a little bit darker. But, you know, for the thriller reader, these are perfect summer reads. So the next one is The Stranger in the Mirror by Liv Constantine. And Liv Constantine is, you know, very well known for several of her books, and it's actually a sister duo, if you didn't know that, who writes these books, Liv Constantine, two sisters who write. They wrote The Last Mrs. Parrish, which was a big hit, but their new one that just came out is called The Stranger in the Mirror, and, like, who doesn't love a good amnesia thriller, right?
So
that's the basic premise. We meet Addison. She's planning the wedding of her dreams with the man of her dreams, you know, so what's the problem? Addison doesn't really know who she is. A few years earlier, she was found bleeding next to the road with no knowledge of who she is and where she came from. But somehow, she managed to create this whole new life for herself with new memories, but she just can't help but be haunted by this life she doesn't quite remember. Now, in the meantime, hundreds of miles away, Julian is mourning the disappearance of his wife, Cassandra. She would have never abandoned him and their 7-year-old daughter, and they have a perfect life, so he can't understand what could have possibly happened to her. Well, the two stories collide, revealing all these shocking secrets in the way that only Liv Constantine can tell them. So really good, fast-paced, twisty thriller, a lot of fun, too.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting two sisters write that together. I can't really imagine my sister and I writing together.
And you know, I've had the opportunity to chat with them with some book things online over the last year, and just really a delightful pair, and they really work well together in pulling the, you know, these stories together. And
That's awesome.
Really very neat, yeah.
Awesome. All right, so Hairpin Bridge, I can't speak today. Hairpin Bridge is your next one.
Yes, so this is by Taylor Adams. And about a year ago, I read Taylor Adams' No Exit, it's called, and he has become another author that is an automatic read for me. And Hairpin Bridge is as twisted as the title says it, kind of alludes it to be. So in the story, 3 months ago, Lena Wynn's estranged sister, Cambry, drove to a remote bridge 70 miles outside of Missoula, Montana, and she jumped 200 feet to her death. At least that was the original or the official police version of it. But her twin sister isn't buying it, not at all. So she has set up a plan to find out what really happened to her twin. And the story is so unique. It's told in a couple different formats. It's told in a blog form by Lena when she's writing about what happened to her sister and her journey to find out what happened to her. It's told in her twin sister Cambry's point of view of what Lena thinks happened to her on that day on the Hairpin Bridge. And it's also told in real time. So there's three of these three perspectives that, you know, really take you on this twisty ride, and they all come together perfectly. So Lena comes to the bridge where her sister supposedly leapt to her death. She's got an old cassette recorder, and she's going to interview the highway patrolman who discovered her sister's body. Well, the highway patrolman seems very sympathetic and very professional, forthright, but something isn't quite right. And Cambry, or Lena, had done some little bit of digging into the police reports and what happened to Cambry, and something just doesn't make sense, including the 16 911 call attempts that her sister tried to make before she died. So, but what's really most troubling at all, is Cambry's really cryptic final message. It was a text message that says, "Please forgive me." So, Cambry and Lena's stories are, you know, told in this very winding way, just like you would think a bridge called Hairpin Bridge
right.
would be told.
Right.
And every, you know, few pages, these new revelations are made, and it just, you think the story's going in one direction, and your head just snaps in the other direction. And it was really, really well told, very meticulous in laying clues for the reader that you kind of have to pay attention to, but you like, aha, when that point of the story, something is revealed. And just really well done, and it certainly won't be the last book I read by Taylor Adams.
It sounds intriguing. And did you guess the ending?
Absolutely not. And I pride myself, you know, in being a thriller writer myself. I pride myself in being able to figure out who done it and what's going on in the story. And this one totally floored me, and back and forth and back and forth, and, you know, thinking who did what and who's the villain and who's the hero in this story. And it stumped me in all the best possible ways.
Well, very good. Hairpin Bridge, then. We need to look out for that.
Yes.
And then the last one you recommend today is Just Get Home.
Yes. Yeah, so Just Get Home is by Bridget Foley. And I think this book really went under a lot of readers' radar this past year, but I really can't recommend it enough. Okay. So it has three things. I call it the thriller trifecta. When I'm looking for a great thriller to read, it's got a natural disaster, danger around every single corner, and compelling, well-drawn characters who come together to survive one of the most harrowing journeys of their lives. Okay, so there's in Los Angeles, BG is riding the bus when an earthquake hits. Okay, she's a teenager, she's heading back to her unhappy foster home, but then she's thrown into this, you know, this world where everything's been broken and crumbling, and storefronts are shattered, and people are running wild, and there's looters and, you know, danger too, but she's trying to get to a safe place. And then we also meet Dessa, who's a single mom who's enjoying a rare night out when the earthquake strikes. Cell towers are down, so there's, you know, she doesn't even know if her three-year-old daughter is okay, and she has to race to get back to town. Well, they two meet, and they come together to try and get through this night, and all the physical dangers of, you know, this, what happened after the natural disaster, some of the shady characters that they meet along the way, and who may be stalking them. And so Foley really brings together the voices of Biji and Dessa, and to tell the story of this terrible night that's filled with devastation and terror and heartbreak. And, you know, ultimately what we all need in a book and want in a book is hope. And so as they try to make it home after this deadly earthquake, it's very inventive, very emotional. Really can't say enough about it either. It's a book that kind of flew under people's radar, but I hope they pick it up.
Yeah, I do too. I like it when books that have been under the radar pulled out there. Well, it sounds as though we've got a great cross-section of reading there, but the list wouldn't be complete if we didn't include a couple of yours. So
yeah,
we didn't talk about your last book, This Is How I Lied. It came out last summer, right?
Yes, yeah, last spring. And yeah, so This Is How I Lied. It's the story of a young girl. We meet her on Eve, on the last night of her life, and we follow her on her journey where she talks about, typical teenager and, you know, living with her sister and her mom, but we follow her and what we know is the last night of her life. And that is intertwined with the story of Meg, who is looking for what happened to her best friend 20 years before. So she's a police officer in the town she grew up in, and she's still mourning the death of her best friend, Eve. And new evidence comes to life, and she is tasked with kind of heading up the investigation with this new evidence and trying to find out what happened to her best friend. And she starts digging and finds out that she really, something should be left hidden and left in the past. But once those secrets start getting out, they keep getting out. And so that's a really wild ride with, flashbacks of what happened 20 years before, how people cope with grief and try to move on. And it has a little bit of that true crime vibe to it as well, where, genetics and DNA from, that we thought was lost to the past comes to light again. And with today's modern technology, some secrets can't remain hidden.
Right, right. So one of the things that I read fairly consistently in reviews was how you get right inside the head of a teenage girl and walk readers through what can be the backbiting situation in small towns. So it sounds so, I haven't read it myself, but it sounds so you really captured that well.
Oh, I hope so. I hope so. And, all my books are set in Iowa to date, and this one's set on in a town that is loosely based on a real-life town in Iowa set on a circuit of caves. And so...
Oh, hence the name Grotto.
yes. So fictional name Grotto, but it's really based on a real place in Iowa. And when people think of caves, they certainly don't think of Iowa, but this is a really cool kind of dark and mysterious circuit of caves that we have right here in Iowa, that where the main crime takes place.
Yeah, interesting. And have you had readers email you and say, where is this? I want to go.
Oh, sure. Yes. And or I'll have readers who are familiar with the area say, I know exactly where that's at.
Right.
It's always fun too. Yes.
Right. And so that came out last spring. And then, through the pandemic, you were writing your next book, or was that pretty much done and ready to go?
Oh, I was still writing fast and furious.
Yeah.
During the pandemic, doing a lot of revisions. And so my next one is called The Overnight Guest. It comes out on January 25th of 22, and I'm really excited about this one. And I talked a little bit about how I love combining, the elements of true crime with thriller mystery, and this one really does that. So the premise is we've got Wiley. She's a true crime author, and she comes back to the town where a terrible crime had taken place 20 years before, and is trying to finish her book. She's on a deadline, and she needs to finish this book about this crime. So she moves in temporarily to an old farmhouse and begins to work. And it's the middle of winter. Of course, a blizzard comes up and a terrible storm, and she's letting her old stray dog that she found along on her travels to Iowa, and she lets the dog out and discovers a small child laying nearly frozen in the snow in her front yard.
Oh, wow.
And so middle of the night, she brings the child in, and that begins the mystery of who this child is and how they got there. And that's interwoven with the story that Wiley is writing, the true crime account of what happened in that same house 20 years before. And so she has dug up police reports and interviewed people, and that tells the story of what happened to the small community in this house years before. And as she is trying to keep this child safe and get the child warmed up and taken care of and fed until help can come, she realizes they're not alone, that someone is out in the storm trying to get in. Mm. And the two stories come together and we find out, discover a lot of secrets and a lot of answers to many questions that people have had over the years.
Well, it sounds very intriguing. You're going to have to come back in January and tell us more about
I would love to.
So I really appreciate you joining us today. I've been asking everybody this question. You know, during the last year or so, it's been very difficult on many people. What have you learned about yourself, about life in general, that you'll take forward to hopefully build a better future?
Oh, gosh, yeah, it's such a great question. You know, I think I've really come to appreciate even more, you know, family and close friends, because we are so isolated, or have been so isolated. And though that, you know, we can connect by phone, by Zoom, by FaceTime, you know, there's nothing like being able to, you know, look those people in the eye, be with them, you know, in their presence, and really take advantage of taking time to listen and to be with and to, you know, have those really in-person, real conversations while we can. And I'm really trying to take that to heart and really be present with those people in my life that I care about.
I love it. Thank you, Heather Goodenkauf, for being with us today. I know listeners can find out much more about you at heathergoodenkauf.com. Final thought you'd like to leave our listeners with?
Oh, just I'd love to hear from readers and, you know, reach out to me. I'd love to connect with folks on social media as well and fellow readers. So, yeah, please reach out. I'd love to connect.
All right. Thanks so much for being with us.
Yeah, thank you.
If you have questions, comments, or feedback regarding today's podcast, you can reach me on our website at conversationslive.net. Thanks for joining us today. We'll have a new podcast go live next Wednesday. Until then, live well, live strong.
Radio is very competitive. Shows soar in popularity and then flame out. Sometimes, however, a real connection is made with an audience, and success blooms year after year. For over a decade, Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair has built a loyal following thanks to inspiring and stimulating conversation. Longevity, loyalty, exclusivity. Smart advertisers seek it out. With Vicki's valuable audience, the search is over. Discover the affordable, effective ways to advertise your business. Log on to conversationslive.net. That's conversationslive.net today.